This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
안녕하세요, 여러분. Welcome to K-Talk, brought to you by the Dunedin Korean Language and Culture Society.
Join us every second Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m. on ORFM for an exploration of Korea, from its music and culture to language and politics.
Find all our episodes on oar.org.nz. 이번 에피소드를 즐겨주시길 바랍니다.
안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
Yeah, this is Giho Lee, the host of K-Talk, and I'm with a guest today.
Hi, yeah. I'm Tammy from Japan. I'm studying at New Zealand as an exchange student for 6 months, and yeah, I'm 17 years old, and I go to Otago Girls High School.
You came to New Zealand 6 months ago?
Yes.
And then how long would you stay in total?
I'll stay here for only a year, which is really disappointing. But
so you have then another 6 months?
Yeah, in Dunedin, yeah.
So you are from Japan?
Yes.
So which part of Japan are you from?
I'm from Tokyo, which is really crowded and busy city.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a quite big shift from Tokyo to Dunedin.
Yeah.
So how did you find your life in Dunedin compared to in Tokyo?
So I would say the big difference is the atmosphere. Like in Japan, the towns are always like crowded, busy, and the streets are full of people.
Yeah.
But in here, time goes really slow, and there are a lot of like mountains, seas, like natures. That's why I really love here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I moved to New Zealand around 20 years ago from Seoul to Dunedin. It's, I can imagine how you are feeling. It's a big difference, big change. You might have several options of spending 1 year of time in overseas.
Yeah.
But what made you to choose Dunedin?
So actually, this is not the first time to come to New Zealand. I've been to New Zealand once before, which is a year ago. And at the time, I was really impressed by the nature. So I thought that would be great if I can spend 1 year in Dunedin. That's why I chose to come here.
Your first visit was a short term?
Yeah, it was only 2 weeks.
Only two weeks. That's interesting. Then 1 year of life in New Zealand at age 17.
Yeah.
In May, I think it has a significant meaning for your life. Yeah. This is, and also the life in Japan and life in New Zealand are so different.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how do you feel your life at school at the moment? So now you spend 6 months in a New Zealand school. It's different class and teachers and your friends. How have you been feeling?
So when I was in Japan, I was always busy with studying, just studying. But after coming here, I found it's more like there are more options. Like we can learn about our future career, such as like food and nutrition class, or like something we can explain in Japan. So it's really new for me. And the relationship between teachers and students are more like closer. So that was really interesting for me.
And also spending and making new friends who are not Japanese. Yeah, so that's also a new experience.
Yeah, it was, it's also really good new good and new experience. I was really nervous about if I can make if I can't make friends, but they're all kind and friendly. So I was really helped by them every day. I really appreciate them.
How did you find the food? So the Japanese food, now you may have limited Japanese options.
There are some Japanese restaurants in Dunedin. But to be honest, I really miss Japanese food. Because, how can I say? like, they offer like sushi or like tendon. Like, it's really, it's I think it's Japanese food, but it's only it's mainly for like tourists, not actual Japanese food.
Yeah.
Like
authenticity.
Yeah. I really miss.
Yeah, food. People are quite sensitive in taste experience. So, now, at school, what subject are you mostly interested in? Do you have any favorite subject?
My favorite subject is biology.
Biology, yeah.
Because, like, actually, we're learning about like gene now. Like, it's really interesting for me and I haven't studied in Japan, so yeah, it's so fun to learn new things.
So you have been studying biology for now 6 months. And now you studied about cells and genes and all proteins and So, are you also interested in any other science subject?
Not really.
Biology
biology is the best science subject.
So, what about the history or literature history?
Also, I also taking history class, but It's really interesting and the teachers are so kind, but I often face like language barrier. So yeah, it's interesting, but like but not my favorite subject.
You can't fully enjoy at this stage. That's now, obviously, your families are in Japan. Then you talk with your parents and your family over the internet.
I always chat with my mother every week, every weekend. And she sent me some my brother's photos. So I really miss them because, it's first time for me to be apart such a long term.
But it will be a very precious life experience. You can think about your families and your parents and siblings now from different perspective. So it's not always granted. We can have, even family can have this time, space, distance. Yeah, but can still, you can talk. That's good.
Yeah.
Do you have any after-school activities you are involving at school, after school?
Recently, I'm playing squash.
Yes.
At school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like squash.
And so I've never played squash before, uh-huh. but I've played tennis, so it's quite like similar.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
It isn't so hard
mm-hmm.
for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I started it with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
So like we motivate each other
mm-hmm.
and yeah, played every Wednesday. Yeah.
Every Wednesday.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So which court do you go to?
I always go to Pirates.
Pirates in St. Yeah. Kilda. Ah, yeah. So, oh, that's a good the physical training.
Yeah.
So once a week. And how long do you stay?
We only have 1 hour, 1 hour? Practice. Oh. Yeah.
And we see your friend and hit.
Yeah.
And are you now developing some skills, backhand, forehand?
Yeah.
Are you good at backhand?
Not really, but yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, for the beginners, backhand is a really challenging skill in squash. But I found many of skills are transferable from tennis.
Mm-hmm.
And also people who played badminton also quite easily enjoy the squash.
Yeah.
So compared to tennis, what do you think is the interesting point, the new point of squash, playing squash?
So when I first played squash, I was really surprised at the weight of the racket.
Uh-huh.
It's really light, right?
Yeah,
light.
Yeah.
And the ball is way smaller than tennis. So like, oh, how can I hit this such a small ball?
Uh-huh.
But of course the racket is smaller mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I could hit really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's quite easily I found people who have the tennis background can mm-hmm. easily adapt to squash mm-hmm. and then quickly improve. Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. So I think at this time we can have a song with Tammy. So you brought a song, K-pop. Would you introduce the song you brought?
Okay.
A little bit about.
So my favorite song is Sommul by Melomance. And I first heard this song when I happened to come across it on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
And I really loved it, the slow tempo and piano melody,
uh-huh.
which is really comfortable to listen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You like this style of songs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Melomance is really tender and slow-paced, but a very it's a delicacy. Yeah. So I will play and let's see how it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
여기까지. Yeah, very nice. I like the lyrics.
Yeah, it's really lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 아침에, 아침에 in the morning, yeah. 빛이 들어오면 자연스럽게 뜨는 눈. 그렇게 너의 눈빛을 보곤 사랑에 눈을 떴어. 아, really beautiful.
Yeah.
So 모든 것이 새롭게 느껴 바뀐 것 같다. 새롭게 느껴지고, 남의 얘기만 예 같았던 일들이 내게 일어나고 있어. It is happening to me. 나에게만 only to me. Prepared gift.
Yeah.
You are like a prepared gift only for me.
Yeah.
예, 아주 항상 평범했던 일상도 특별해지는 이 순간.
Yeah, I love that part. That like 항상 평범했던 일상도 특별해지는 이 순간.
Because of you.
Yeah.
Because of you are like a gift. You are a gift.
Yeah.
Only for me. Very nice. Beautiful.
Yeah.
So, obviously, do you sing this song in Korean?
Yeah. I do.
Uh-huh. In your room?
Yeah, when I'm taking a shower. Bathroom karaoke. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, everybody enjoys it. Yeah. Uh-huh. So is it hard for you to pronounce the Korean the sound?
Yeah, especially like for me, it's really hard to distinguish N sound. Like, For example, 항상, like
항상.
This sound is hard to pronounce. Yeah.
항상.
항상.
Yeah. It's not bad. Yeah. 항상 알고 있던.
And 순간.
아, 순간.
순간.
Yeah.
Yeah.
순간. Yeah. That's the. I think that's the that is coming from the difference between. Japanese pronunciation,
yeah.
Korean pronunciation,
yeah.
And So, how long have you been studying Korean language now?
It's been 1 year since
one
I
year?
Started studying Korean.
And you started with just self study?
Yeah. Grandma? So. I love K-pop since I was in year 9 or 10.
Mm.
And I thought if I can understand Hangul, it would be more fun. Like, I can sing.
Mm.
So I started to practice reading Korean first.
So the music, the K-pop, was your motivation.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Yeah, some people start with K-pop and some people start with drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and Melomanx is your favorite.
Yeah.
They, Melomanx, they is not like BTS or Blackpink. It's like more, they are independent, more indie group.
Mm-hmm.
And But people like. And do you know one of their songs actually was played at the K-pop Demon Hunters?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think that's 사랑인가봐.
Ah, 사랑인가봐. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love maybe?
Yeah, yeah. Love maybe. Yeah, so the two, you know, the Lumi and Jinu, they, I think that's, there was played at some stage, yeah.
Mm.
사랑인가봐.
Yeah.
So, 또, now you are studying the English and Korean and Japanese. So, do you see some differences and also some common
That's interesting.
Points.
So
language wise, yeah.
So Japanese and Korean, they both have similar grammar,
yeah.
Some vocabulary, because both languages are based on maybe Chinese culture, is it?
Not Chinese culture, but language-wise,
like,
adopted the Hanja, the kanji,
yeah.
Chinese character words. I think this like the Latins for English and
yeah.
Not only English, but many of you know the English and French and Spanish and German. They share quite a lot of
yeah something
the
like
root that. Of the
yeah.
words yeah.
So it's for me it's easier to studying Korean than studying English.
Oh, yeah. Completely different. Yeah,
it's totally different because yeah, you know the grammar is different, vocabulary is different. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think Japanese and Korean maybe the cultural background, it's culturally much closer.
Yeah.
I think that reflects the similarity or the some common. You know, when we study language, understanding the cultural background is quite important.
Yeah, yeah. I think so too.
Yeah. Sometimes I can't understand why English speaking people speaks like this. And even call the, in Japan, do you call the name of your parents, your father or?
No.
So you always say
like
what's the appa?
Appa and otosan.
Otosan.
Yeah.
So do you say otosan?
Yeah, otosan, yeah.
Not the name of
not
your
name. Never.
Yeah, yeah. But in English speaking, sometimes I hear children say the name of the children. Oh. Oh, maybe that's culturally. Yeah. So, the last question. What is the most, the one thing that you really want to experience in New Zealand before you leave?
One thing. If I had to choose one thing, I would say I want to travel out of Dunedin, like Queenstown or Christchurch, because like there are no plenty of access to other cities in Dunedin, so like it's challenging for me, like as an exchange student, to get out of Dunedin to explore other cities, but I really want to see like what other cities like before leaving here.
Yeah, I think the Christmas break, maybe a good time for you to explore other parts of New Zealand. Thank you. 오늘 we talked with Tami, a member of Korean Language Club. She is from Japan, and she is exploring a new life in New Zealand for an year. And it was good. It was a really precious time for me to know more about you. And best wishes for your another 6 months of time.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. 감사합니다.
감사합니다.
안녕하세요, 여러분. Welcome to K-Talk, brought to you by the Dunedin Korean Language and Culture Society.
Join us every second Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m. on ORFM for an exploration of Korea, from its music and culture to language and politics.
Find all our episodes on oar.org.nz. 이번 에피소드를 즐겨주시길 바랍니다.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.